Shalom Avracha, welcome everyone. Bez Hashem, continue with Pelo Yoitz Ois Aleph, a new topic. This is Shin number 21. Avas Ish V'Isha. We now begin discussing the proper love and relationship a man and wife, spouses, should have for each other, a husband should have for his wife, and the wife should have for her husband. Avas Ish V'Isha. The love of a husband to a wife, ish v'isha, and the wife to her husband, is davar shebechayva. The Pelayot starts off by telling us there's an obligation. There's a responsibility. Not just a nice thing. She'ei b'neihem ava aza. There's a responsibility that there should be a strong ava, strong love between the two of them. And first we'll begin discussing the love, the ava, ish le'ishtoi, from the husband to the wife. Kiyadua maimer chachamin. Because he tells us, we know, the famous Gemara in Yevamos Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis, Shechayiv lo'oyavo kegufoy ulechav do yoyis megufoy. The Gemara tells us in the Paskin of the Rambam, a person is obligated, Shechayiv lo'oyavo, a man is obligated to love his wife kegufoy, like his own body. A person loves his own body. He doesn't want his body to get hurt. He wants his body to look good. So too, he has to make sure to protect his wife. When it comes to covet, to honor, to respect, a husband has to make sure to mechabit his wife more than his own guf, his own body. These words are worth repeating. So I'm going to do that. Avas ish v'isha, hu davar shebechayva. Step number one, let me ask you a question. Imagine the person. He's upset. He's upset something happened to him. It's totally between him and Hashem. Is he not going to put on tefillin that day, Chas v'Shalom? Is he going to say, you know what, Hashem, I didn't like how you treated me yesterday. I know you're in charge of the world. I'm not putting on tefillin today. It's absurd, right? That's ridiculous, right? So now let's take another scenario. A person doesn't like the way his wife is treating him. Okay, so that's it. He's not going to treat her nicely anymore? One second, let's read the words again. Avas ish v'isha, the relationship, the love that a husband and wife are supposed to have for each other is davar shebechayva. There's an obligation, there's a responsibility. That's the first piece that Pelayot is teaching us here. Is a responsibility. There's a responsibility, there's an obligation, a chayv, a chiyuv. Shiyehei b'neim ava aza. There's a responsibility that we have to work on. What do we have to work on? We have to work on creating a tremendous amount of love between the husband and the wife. V'naskel b'avas ish le'ishtoi ki yadu mai mechachmeinu zal she'omru she'chayiv lo'oyevo kegufoi l'chavdu yoyis megufoi. A person is obligated. You have to put on tefillin in the morning. You have to wash negavas in the morning. You have to daven shemone esrei. You have to say brachas. You have to do chesed. You have to get staka. All these are obligations, responsibilities. On the list of responsibilities, shechayev lo oyava kegufoy ulechab de yois megufoy, and honor her more than your guf. We discussed in the past of all the tragedies that Yaakov Avinu went through, and he went through many tragedies. And I told you, if you would have asked me, I would have said, hands down, no question about it. I don't understand the difficulty. The tragedy with Yosef at Tzadik, I would have said is the worst tragedy. And hands down, I would have been wrong. And it wasn't Dina, it wasn't with Esav, it wasn't the fact that he had to run away and couldn't see his parents. The Gemara in Sanhedrin and the Medrash, they both tell us, Chazal HaKdoshim tell us, that when Rachel Imenu died, that was the greatest tragedy, the greatest difficulty that Yaakov Avinu went through. And at first, I was wondering, what's pshat? How do you understand pshat? And then I realized afterwards, it's pashat, it's obvious. It's obvious. If something happens to the person himself, any person, that's when he feels the actual pain the most. Ishtoi is kagufoi. Ishtoi kagufoi. A person's wife is like his body. Look at the Rambam. Once look at the Gemara. Shechayiv lo oyeva kagufoi. You're obligated to love your wife like your own body because you are one. Ulechabdo yoisim kagufoi. There's clothing to buy. There's a nice item to get. Buy it for her. It sounds obvious. A lot of these things we're talking to people, of course, we know this. But you know what? We have to mechazik this. We have to strengthen this. And the goal, the ultimate goal of where we're going with this, is that when the shalom beinehem, when this peace amongst each other, oh, that's it. You get all toif, all good, all good. Because the Shechina now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, thank you for inviting me into your house. So step number one, we have to realize this is a responsibility. This is an obligation. That's step number one. And so Hashem will continue with this topic, Avas Ish V'Isha.